Good morning， 大家早啊，好，绿豆啊，Hello， we have people joining us on live stream， so good morning， thanks for joining us。Very happy to be here。This morning I wondered, I need to run through in my mind the route of driving here from New Jersey, because it's been a year since I last made the trip, so I didn't get lost this time, so good. 今天很高兴在这里。我今天早上起来再想一想，我这开车从纽约市开车来的路线是怎么样的，要想一下，因为很久没有来了，一年前了来。So, and I haven't been able to come because the schedule of this center, my schedule didn't work out. So I'm very happy that causes and conditions came together where I can be here. 很久没有来，因为禅中心的那个时间跟我的时间没有办法配合，所以等了这么久才有机会，因缘和合才有机会再来，然后很感恩有这个机会再来这边。And I really appreciate the opportunity to be here, see many, many long time practitioners I miss seeing so much. Many of my favorite people here are here, and I want to use this opportunity to express my gratitude for these volunteers and all the volunteers and monastic residents for all the work of the continued support and practice to make this place possible. It's easy to take it for granted, but it takes a lot of people's continued effort for us to have this wonderful place of practice to study and practice the Dhamma together. 那我很高兴啊，有这个机会今天来到，看到我很多都是最敬爱最喜欢的菩萨们啊，都有机会了，今天见到了，就很感恩啊，因缘很殊胜啊，也希望有这个用这个机会呢，感恩啊这些菩萨们啊，义工菩萨们这么多年，所有义工菩萨们还有法师们一直在这里，照顾、支持、护持这个道场，才让我们有这么好的道场可以修行学佛法。很容易会觉得，哦，这个禅宗心就在这里嘛？其实不是的，是要很多人一直在护持、用心的努力，才会一直有这个这么好的道场可以一块修行学修学佛法的。所以我非常非常感恩。So today, it's like months ago, Chang Jai Fashi asked me for a title for today's talk. So I came up with this talk and it's like, why did I come up with this talk? So, I try my best today. So, 又是也才是一样，那个好几个月之前常在法师在问我，今天你12月的时候讲什么，我就那个时候想的这个题目，然后我这几天就想，为什么我想到这个题目了？那好像不知道怎么讲，那这个试试看吧，尽我能力哈，大家不要见笑。So today's topic is cultivating Dhyana meditation as a Chan practitioner。今天的题目，中文翻译的很好，那个禅修者禅定的修习啊。And for many of us who are familiar with the teaching of the paramitas, the six paramitas, we often will hear about the teachings explaining, discussing how to cultivate the paramitas, such as generosity. That's one of the most popular topic. And also other paramitas such as patience, endurance, or sometimes is translated as forbearance.Or the parameter of diligence, and also the parameter of upholding precepts. 那通常我们听到这个六波罗蜜这个题目哈，我们就会比较熟悉的，常常比较多听见的，就是讨论或是解释那个 布施，布施波罗蜜，通常常常都听到的，最听的最多，布施波罗蜜。然后呢，就是那个忍欲，忍辱，我的国语越来越差劲了，那个好久没有讲，那个忍辱多摩波罗蜜，然后也就是精进波罗蜜，还有那个持戒哈，这些就是比较常常听到的。And some of you might have listened to attended my talks on these parameters, and would be familiar with my point, my assertion that mental stability resulting from meditative practice is really important for the cultivation of these parameters, cultivation of generosity, forbearance, diligence, and upholding precepts. And so that's why I thought maybe I would spend a little bit of time to talk about this parameter of Dhyana meditation today. 那很多因为菩萨有听到我之前讨论过讲过一个其他波罗蜜的修行的时候，他都会注意到呢，我会讲到那个，其实那个身心用我们用那个禅修的力量了，来让我们的心比较安定，比较清明安定，是对我们来修行这些其他的波罗蜜很重要的基础。就是那个心要安定明静，才可以好好的修行布施波罗蜜忍辱精进跟持戒波罗蜜。那所以为什么我想或许我今天有讲一下这个那个禅定这个波罗蜜。Dhyana meditation, very often we are familiar with it as has to do with the practice of meditation. Here in America, we tend to associate it with the practice of sitting meditation, using methods such as placing our attention on the breath. Breath meditation was one of the most popular.Common method used for meditation, but there are many other objects of mind to engage in meditation, and they all have the same function, same purpose, which is to train the mind by focusing the mind on an object in order to stabilize the mind. 这个禅定的修行呢，大概就大家也会常常接触到了，听到在这个西方这边，通常就是的意思就是说那个禅坐，坐用呼吸法来安定这个心，有些有其实那个呼吸法只是其中一个方法了，就是找一个现象，那个呼吸或者其他现象，把那个心安住在那边。无论是用什么方法那个目的那个功能都是一样的，就是用一个现象把那个心安定在那边，来慢慢把那个心那个可以摄住，那个慢慢那个安定下来。The reason for doing that is that when many of you would have experience when the mind is very confused, going all over the place, You just simply cannot see what's going on clearly. You're just so confused and completely overwhelmed by maybe fear and anxiety, or worry or anger. We're completely blind. We can't see what's going on. And so in order to practice any of the parameter, in order to practice at all, the first thing we need to do actually is to find a way to stabilize our mind so that we can actually begin to remember that we have to practice, or that remember that we are here to practice. So that's why these methods of meditation, it's in a way very important entry for us to engage in any kind of practice here. 那大家大概都会知道的，有一些有些时候在这个情况，就那个心里面很乱，那个心啊，就是你会觉得啊胡思乱想，很乱，那个心里面很慌张啊，或是很忧郁啊，或是很生气啊，那个情况之下呢，那个心是我们是完全怎么都看不到的，怎么没有办法看得到听清楚究竟在发生什么事情的。我们就是让这些恐惧啊，这些那个气氛啊，完全蒙蔽着我们的心，我们就没有办法可以有一点这个清清楚楚的心可以知道现在究竟发生什么事情，更何况就会也不会会记得我们是在这里是做什么，我们要希望要来修行，那个都完全忘记了，因为那个心都全部完全那个是个在一个很混乱的状态上面。所以为什么我们这个修行里面呢，是用这个不同的安定的心的方法来帮心安定下来，让我们是有一个入门的机会，可以进入这个心比较安定的状态，才可以开始记得啊，我是在修行的，不然是没有办法完成。Those of you who have practiced the method of meditation, various form of meditation using your breathing, it involves the placing the mind on the changing sensations of the body breathing. And it is really just we are in a way arbitrarily picking one object for the mind to place our attention on, and so that we can slowly settle down the mind.那有些菩萨可能有用过那个呼吸法，那个呼吸法的基本上就是把那个心放在那个我们身体在呼吸的时候就一直在改变的那个那个触受，身体的触受，就是一直分分秒秒的每一刹那的把那个心放在这个身体在呼吸这个一直改变的触受上面，这样慢慢就可以把那个心可以安定下来。那有and also many practitioners here use a different method of stabilizing the mind by reciting the Buddha's name, or some people like to recite the mantra, and actually it's really thesame principle, which is to place the mind on the sound of Buddha's name that are rising in our mind. Sometimes we recite out loud, sometimes we recite the Buddha's name or the mantra quietly, but it's the same. It's like that is that instead of the changing sensations of the breathing, we're using the sound of the Buddha's name that we are reciting as the object of the mind. And it's the exact same principle.Of placing, having an object that places our mind's attention on it, and to bring about the function of stabilizing the mind. 那这边有很多菩萨呢，这不是用那个学习的方法的，是用念佛哈。念佛也是一个非常非常好的念心的方法。其实那个原则也是一样的，念佛就是默念或是念出声都是一样，就是就是把那个佛身这一个现象呢，放用成是我们把那个心放在一直心念就是注意在上面，这样子了慢慢呢那个心就可以那个安定下来。注意就是不是用那个身体在呼吸的那个一直不改变的那个出受，而是用一声一声的佛声佛符号，我们听到了或者念出来，或是心里面念出来，一声一声的这样子，那个心就是那个放在注意在上面，那个心慢慢就可以安定下来。那个原则是一模一样的，就是无论我们是学习或是念佛。 And because I usually teach the method of following the breath, I'm going to be talking about that so I don't talk about things that I'm not really familiar with, because I don't have very much experience teaching the recitation of Buddha's name. 那因为我通常都是在禅修的时候都是用那个学习的方法啊，那我就主要就用那方面的那个例子啊，因为我都从来没有那个教那个念佛的法门这个经验，所以不要班门弄斧啊，那个就讲乱讲啊。So for some of us, many of us who had the experience of trying to sit down and use, you might remember the first time you sit down in meditation, okay, sit down and watch your breath. And I don't know if you remember it, but for many people, it's a very shocking experience. Because, oh, sure, like I would just watch my breath, and some of you may do the counting. And for many people, the experience is one of being incredibly surprised or shocked by how difficult it is to direct the mind, to get the mind to do this one thing, to just like be on the breathing and not go do something else. The reason why is so shocking is that we just have this assumption that we've been living by, that like that's my mind and it's my breath, and surely I can just make my mind stay on whatever I want it to stay on. Except that when you try to do this very simple thing of placing the mind on the breathing, you find that the mind is not in your control. And so we become, we realize that actually that in that moment, we actually experience this very important insight that our assumption that this is my mind, this is my mind, and I'm in control of it, is not supported by evidence. It's not supported by our observation when we take the time to actually observe what's going on in the mind. And I like to highlight the fact that this is an insight, because for many people, they just dismiss it and think that this is horrible, I can't believe this is going on, and what can I do to fix this? But it is actually a really important insight, that the insight is that our assumption about ourselves is not accurate. But we don't see that. We believe in our assumption about how our mind is and how the world is. And so it's quite useful to take that to heart. 那很多菩萨呢，可能都会有机会有这样经验，就是呢，第一次参加那个这个打坐啊，修行呢，那老师说啊，你坐，然后就是看你的呼吸啦，哈、啊，那个心就放在呼吸上面，那数息哈、啊，那就那个心不要乱跑啊，就是放在那个呼吸上面，那就好吧，这么好，好容易啊，那就坐下来那个，那我要坐下来就发现呢，这个心呢。就是跑来跑去就没有在这个呼吸上面，有没有这个经验啊？那或者我念佛有这样啊，就跑来跑去，那就会觉得你的这个经验呢，就会其实让我们发现呢，我们的心啊，不是好像我们想象的这么好控制的。其实呢，其实很多时候呢，我们如果用心去体会这个经验呢，可能有些不小心忘记了，可是有一些就是这个很深刻的经验，就是会很吃惊哦，很吃惊的发现啊，我的心不是完全是我控制的，我以为是我要我的心做什么就做什么，我就只是想要我的心放在这个呼吸上面，一直没有办法，怎么会这样子？那、啊、可能有一些菩萨这样子会觉得很唠叨，就说啊，这个好麻烦，为什么会这样子？我不打坐了，这打坐都好麻烦了、啊、可是你如果我们用心去体味这个经验的时候呢，其实这个是非常非常重要的发现。 就是呢，发现什么？发现这个我们一直以为，我们的心是我的，这个心是我的，就是可以随我调配的，我要它怎么样的怎么样的，是跟事实不一样的。我们这重点就是我们整天会以为我们是怎么怎么样，这个事件是怎么怎么样，然后呢，我们发现我们去看一下，其实这个世界，我是或者我们的心是跟我们自己以为那个想象是不一样的，这个是非常非常重要的发现，因为我们如果没有修行，就没有机会发现到我们其实我们心里面一直相信的，一直以为的，其实是跟事实是不一样的。我们常常就一直就会相信我们相信的，就一直是这样子执着下去，就一直造业，一直受苦。那这样子有这样机会去发现呢，是非常重要的。So in other words, we realize that our belief, our idea of what's going on may not be what is actually going on. Very important insight. Just remembering this will be able to set us up on the path without deviating. 所以呢，我们发现呢，就是呢，我们的一直在心里面一些那个对这个世界的，或者是我们自己的想法，其实不是跟事实是不一样的。那如果我们记住这一点了，记住这个发现呢，我们就会呢好好的记录在那个修行的路上，而不会呢忘记要修行了。And for some practitioners, that may be your experience, this moment can become so incredibly intriguing that if this is not my mind, like what is going on? And from that can develop a very, very strong doubt sensation. And that kind of what we were talking about in the Hwato practice, which leads us to really become very committed in investigating and looking into the mind to understand the true nature of the mind. 那有一些菩萨呢，这个是非常重要的经验，让他们觉得，如果这个不是我的心，我的心，这个心不是我的，那究竟是发生什么事情？就产生一个非常强的疑情，就是好像我们说在话头禅里面讲的那个很起了一个很强的疑情，就一直要去参去看究竟是什么一回事。那这个就是呢，让我们可以去钻入这个心里面，去参这个心，来让我们发现我们心的那个实相。Many practitioners, however, would be very disturbed by the observation that the mind is not what we assumed to be. That the observation of the reality of mind does not match our idea of what our mind is supposed to be, and be very disturbed. 可是大部分人呢的反应呢，大概就是当我们看到我们的心的实相的时候，跟我们想象的有距离，就会觉得很 ，How do I say that disturbed Chinese？ 会觉得很有问题，觉得很这个是怎么搞的？那就会其实呢，我们怎么我这个这个经验呢，其实就是一个苦受。Actually, what's happening in this moment of like, why is it not what I think it's supposed to be? I don't like it. This actually is an experience of suffering. So what it is the practice of meditation here by stabilizing the mind enough, it allows us to observe our experience of suffering. 所以呢，在这里，当我们把心那个安定下来， 看到我们看到我们的心跟我们的想法是不一样的时候，然后那个觉得很不高兴，很那种那个那种经验呢，就是其实就是让我们也直接看到我们的苦这个经验。So you'll be like, what do you mean by suffering here? Suffering or the word which dukkha that's often translated as suffering, and I actually rather prefer the translation unsatisfactoriness, which is much closer to the experience of dukkha, refers to our experience of whatever that is happening in the present moment, it's not okay. Whatever that's happening in the present moment, it's not okay. It's not what I want, or it's not, we believe it's not how it's supposed to be. Do you recognize that? So it's not how it's supposed to be. And in other words, it's unsatisfactory. Dukkha. So it's not necessarily like you're in agony, you're in pain. It's like, it's this feeling that what's going on is not, it's not what I want, it's not how it's supposed to be. That is dukkha itself. And now you can see how when you assume that your mind is in your control, and then you watch that your mind is not in your control, it's like, wow, something's wrong here. That is suffering. That is suffering. And 所以那这个苦的意思是什么？那个中文呢？这个字苦呢，当然常常让我们觉得苦就是哎呀好痛苦啊什么啊，那个是身体很痛苦，不一定是这样子的。其实那个佛陀讲的这个第一圣谛里面的苦的意思，就是说，就是当我们这当下在发生的事情。我就觉得这个不够好，这个不是我想要的，这个不是不符合我觉得应该我想象的应该是怎么样的。这那一种个感受就是佛陀所讲的苦。那好像刚才说的，那我们那个打坐就是以为我的心就会很受我控制的，很安定的，然后看到那心是跑来跑去的。这不是我想想象的，怎么搞的啊？就是很懊恼，就那个就是其实是苦受。Being able to see how we suffer is the realization of the first noble truth. There is suffering taught by the Buddha. So, you might find that is like a very troubling moment, but actually that is what the Buddha had been trying to point to us, like, there is suffering, like, do you know, do you see? Yeah, here, yes, this moment, I see. 那当我们在这个当下可以感受到这个苦的时候呢，其实就是体验到那个佛陀教的佛四圣谛里面第一圣谛，佛陀第一圣谛就是说，你有苦嘛？我有苦，我有苦。那佛陀不只是说哦有苦，你知不知道有苦啊？你有没有感受到？现在感受到了，所以即是一个是一个很殊胜的刹那。And so.I'd like you to think of these, the practice of meditation as an opportunity to observe and, really experience and realize and recognize that, different ways in which we suffer. Because if we don't know that we actually suffer, we're not gonna think that we need to practice.Like the Buddha said, the Dhamma is a medicine. And only people who recognize that they are sick will they believe that they actually need to take the medicine. And that is why this is the first noble truth. And it is not just a conceptual teaching, but it is in the cultivation dhyana meditation that we experience for ourselves, the different ways in which we suffer, so that it becomes more than just some abstract teaching. That's like, oh yeah, like we recognize the different ways in which we suffer. 所以在这个我们修行这个禅波罗蜜的时候，就是要让我们有这个机会，可以真心的感受到我们是怎么样去有这个苦的经验。 好像佛陀所讲了哈，那个佛法的修行，佛法是一张药。那个我们如果不知道我们有生病，我们不会知道需要吃药的。我们如果不知清清楚楚的知道我们是怎么有苦，我们怎么会知道觉得我们需要修行呢？或者在做修行时都不知道自己就在做什么？ 乱吃药，其实不觉得自己是需要吃药的。所以为什么这个是第一圣地？我的第一桩事就讲这个事情，是为什么？这个要讲，其实知不知道？你知不知道？我们是在有这个苦的经验的。So that's one very important thing that happens when we engage in dhyana meditation. And not only do we see how we suffer when our mind is not so confused and distracted and all over the place, we, as you can notice, you become more perceptive and observant, and also allow us to observe how other people suffer. 那不止呢，我们在我们在修行禅修的时候呢，禅定的时候呢，不止都会知道，会看到我们自己感受到我们自己怎么样，那个有那个苦的感受。当我们的心比较安定、比较清明的时候，我们会比较看到其他的人、其他事物会比较那个细心的时候，也会让我们看到其他人。 其他人也在有苦这个经验。And in particular, we are more capable of recognizing that our suffering has compelled us to act in ways that are unkind or unskillful towards other people, causing them to suffer. Usually we don't see that. We just think other people cause me to suffer. We don't see how our action that stems from our unsatisfactoriness, our defense mechanism and all this stuff, like, then get us to act in way, push us to get act in way to cause other people suffering. 然后呢，当我们的心啊比较安定的时候， 我们可能可以看到呢，比较能够看到呢，当我们有苦的时候，感受苦的时候，觉得那个事情不是我们想要的，也会让我们呢的反应啊，反就是一些反应是很不慈悲的反应。 或是不是很，I forget Chinese word for that. 那个方法呢，讲一些不是很有技巧的事情，让他们呢那个受苦。 因为通常我们只会呢，只会去注意人家怎么让我受苦啊，都是他们最不好啊，不会看到我们自己呢怎么样我们的言行啊，因为我们呢的心不安定啊， 就让我们做出一些伤害其他人的事情。For example, when our mind is more stable, we'll be able to notice as we are talking that we say something that is unnecessarily critical or using a harsh tone in an unkind way. And then the person we hear it become very hurt or defensive. But when we don't practice, we're kind of like, hey, what's wrong with you? Why are you suddenly all upset? Like, and we're upset that they're upset. And when we don't know that, we don't notice that we are it's actually our action that actually caused them to be defensive. And of course, that makes it impossible for us to take responsibility for our actions when we cannot see them. 那比如说，有时候我们那个心不安定、不明静的时候，我们呢讲话讲一些那个话是很难听的，或者是讲一些就是很刺痛人的话啊，会觉得可能你觉得我是告诉你怎么做，可是讲一些就是你做的真笨的，你做一些那个讲的话呢是很难听的。因为我们的心里面呢、是很有苦的关系。那讲出来了，那个另外一位菩萨大人就觉得很受伤害啦，那就他也生气啦，那他或是讲一些来保护自己的话啦，或是也讲得出来的话也不是很好听啦。那可能呢，因为我们的如果那个没有好好的那个心比较清明的时候，我们就看只是看到，哎，你干嘛发脾气呀、啊？为什么啊？那我们的然后他觉得他无缘无故发脾气，那我们自己也生气了。我们因为没有看到是我们的言行是让其他人受伤害啊，这个就是一个智慧嘛，As we can observe how our actions cause others to suffer, we realize how much our lives are interconnected. That when we don't look after our heart and allow ourselves to suffer, and then we act in ways that cause other people to suffer, we are co-creating a world filled with suffering, co-creating samsara.当我们呢可以看到好好的那个心比较安定，我们就可以有机会看到呢我们的行为啊言行啊是怎么样去让其他人那个受伤害，让他们受苦。我们就会发现呢，我们是跟所有的众生是息息相关的。我们如果没有好好照顾我们的心，一直让我们的心在那个在受苦升起这个苦果的话，那我们就作业行为就伤害其他人，他们也受苦，然后我们一直就是互相伤害，互相在做这个制造我们这个轮回这个时间最痛苦的时间。 When we are able to see this, how we cause each other suffering. And when we are motivated to train our mind because we want to stop acting in ways that cause others to suffer, that is the rising of the Bodhi mind. And this rising of the Bodhi mind is the prerequisites forDhyana meditation to qualify as a paramita, as stated by Nagarjuna in his Mahaprajna Paramita Sastra, meaning that just engaging in meditative practice for our own comfort.For our pleasure, that is meditation. but that is not the paramita of dhyana meditation. For it to be a paramita, it is a practice, a cultivation of dhyana meditation that's come out of our compassion for others, wanting to bring benefits to other sentient beings. 当我们看到这个，我们跟其他众生是那个生命是相连的话之后，当我们发现这样子是事实，然后呢，我们呢，那个发心，我希望呢，不要再伤害其他的众生，因为我的心啊，那个是有苦。那做了行为出来是伤害其他人的，让他们受苦。我不想要再这样子了，不想要再让其他众生受苦了。其实这样子就是发菩提心，发菩提心。这个发菩提心啊，来修行禅修那个禅定呢，那个根据龙树菩萨的摩诃大智度论里面讲的。就是让修禅定变成一个波罗蜜的一个要素。意思就是说，很多菩萨搞不清楚，你说哦，我这打坐，我这修心，那个修那个禅定啊，因为我想那个心比较安定啊，我想比较快乐啊，我想我自己比较快乐啊，我想我自己比较轻松啊，或者做事比较有效率啊，这些很好，这些是修。就是修那个修定，可是这个不是禅波罗蜜，把禅波罗蜜这个大神那个菩萨行，是要因为我们发菩萨心，那个发慈悲心，是因为希望可以让其他的众生不要受痛苦，那个因为我们不修行的时候就让他们痛苦，因为这样子我们就要修。禅波罗蜜。And as we cultivate clear awareness in our meditative practice, we can observe how our habitual tendencies cause us to suffer. Now, for instance, when we notice that the mind has drifted off the method or cannot stay on the method, right? Remember I was talking about how we react, right?Maybe you get frustrated. Maybe you get frustrated and upset. You begin to feel like, get so upset with these thoughts. Why do they come in my mind? I want to get rid of it. I hate these thoughts. This is actually the habitual tendency of giving rise to aversion. Recognize that one of the vexations, to what is happening.And that results in suffering. Remember, whatever is happening in the present moment, we don't like it. It is not good enough. It is not how it's supposed to be. We want it to be otherwise. Whatever way you experience and think of it. And it's caused by, we believe it's caused by what's happening, but actually, the cause is our vexation, our habitual reactivity to it by aversion sometimes. Or when we are on the method, some of you might have experienced that. You're reciting the Buddha's name or you are following your breath and your mind's very settled and feel very calm and you feel like I'm really meditating very successfully. So you're very pleased with yourself and want more of it.Want to keep feeling this calm feeling and want it to never change. And so this is another habitual reactivity, the habit of craving for more that is pleasant. So when the mind is stable and clear, we can see how we are reacting to what's going on and gain insight into our habitual tendencies of giving rise to various kind of vexations. 那我们呢，的心比较安定，比较清明的时候，我们可以呢看到我们的习性，我们的习性呢怎么样去升起，去产生我们的苦。比如说有时候当我们呢看到我们的心啊没有办法就放在那个方法上面。我如果是念佛啊，怎么着我那个佛号丢了都不知道去哪里，心就不乱跑了，或者是那个没有办法放在那个呼吸上面，但我们就觉得很生气，觉得或者是就会开始觉得这些念头啊，经常我念头这怎么好麻烦啊，我觉得好讨厌他啊，我就对于他升起嗔恨心，对我们的心念升起嗔恨心，这个就是我们的习性，嗔恨性的这个习性。记得吗？那个苦就是当下发生什么事，任何发生什么事情，我们觉得这个不是我想要的，我不喜欢它，我希望这个当下是不是这样子，这个就是苦，这个苦的经验。或是呢有时候就是相反那个心可以很安定放在那个方法上面，那个佛号一句一句出来，然后或者是那个可以一直就在那个心就放在那个呼吸上面，那个心很安定，就好跟好舒服啊，那个还有我觉得哇，我终于都可以好好的修行了，我稍微修行的很成功啊，那个就希望的一直是这样子，一直是这样子，不要改变。其实这个就是贪念的习性，现在发生的觉得很好，想要多一些，这个就是贪嗔贪不同的出现的方式，这是我们的习性。那当我们呢这个心比较安定的时候呢我们就可以看到我们的贪跟嗔的习性怎么像出现浮现出来，在这个禅修禅定的时候，怎么样去反应对现在当下发生事情的反应，让我们有机会看到这些习性。And our aversion to scattered mind and craving for a calm mind have to do with the belief that the mind is supposed to be a particular way all the time. We want a particular mind, whatever mind it is that you think you are supposed to have. And this is the lack of understanding of the true nature of all phenomena, that everything is impermanent, and every moment the mind is the coming together of constantly changing causes and conditions. So that is the third vexation of fundamental ignorance of true nature of reality, because we attach to the ideathat the mind is supposed to be a particular way, then we react with this feeling of dissatisfaction. 那还有呢，这个对我们的我那个心如果很散的时候，我们升起嗔恨心，那个心很安定的时候，我们升起贪心，想要一直在这样安定，这两个烦恼啊，都是因为呢我们有这个无明，这无明就是呢相信这个是很维系的烦恼啊，一直是有的，可我们没有发现，没有看到，就是呢觉得这心呢应该是怎么怎么样的，应该是有一个状况的，某一个状况，我们觉得我们心是应该某一个状况，可是因为这个跟现在发生的不一样，我们就生烦恼了。 这个呢就是因为我们那个无明就是不清楚现象的那个实相，就是无常还有无我，那个每一个刹那的心我们的心都是很多不同的因缘和合的，没有说一定是怎么样的，可是我们是有这样的想法，应该是怎么样的，这个执着就是让我们也是一个很也就是这个无明这个烦恼。You may think that, well, if I don't meditate, then I won't have these vexations. 可能菩萨会觉得，那如果我不修禅，我就没有这些烦恼了哈，是吗？ Some people may come to this conclusion. I was fine before I meditate, and when I meditate, I have all these vexations. So the solution is to stop meditating. 有些菩萨是真要这样想，会说。那个我没有打坐之前的好好的啊，那个打坐就有这些烦恼，不，这最好的方法就是不打坐就好了嘛，就没有烦恼了哈。Is that true? More likely the case is that these habitual tendencies giving rise to these vexations in these different formsHating what's going on that you think is getting in the way of you getting what you want. Those are habitual tendencies that show up in your life all the time. And meditation actually allow you to have an opportunity to become familiar with them, to recognize how they show up in you.Like the word aversion is just a word. How do you give rise to aversion? You have all your own unique way. How do I experience giving rise to aversion? It's when you have the opportunity to experience directly and see clearly when you observe them in meditation.And being able to see that suffering is caused by our habitual tendencies of reacting with aversion, hatred, craving and ignorance of the true nature of reality is realizing the second noble truth. The Buddha, that's the second thing he taught, that there's cause of suffering, and this is the cause of suffering is ourhabit of reacting to what's going on in the present moment with our habitual tendencies of aversion, ignorance, and craving. And when we do not have this clarity of what actually causes our suffering, we tend to blame other people, blame everyone else. Like, who's causing my sufferings?My husband's causing my suffering. My kids are causing my suffering. My boss is causing my suffering. Instead of being able to see that, no, they're just doing what they're doing. But like the way we react is what's causing our suffering. And meditative practice that stabilizes our mind provides us with the opportunity to become very, very familiar with these habits so that,we have a chance to unlearn them. This is what we have a chance to unlearn. 那只是因为我们平常生活心不安定，没有办法可以清楚的看到，所以那个禅修让我们的心很安定的时候，我们就有机会看到呢，在发生什么事情的时候，我们心是这样子升起升腾心的， 是这样子申请这个摊薪的。这样子呢，我们是可以清清楚楚的了解佛陀所讲的第二圣谛是什么。那个苦，第二是极的意思，是那个苦是极是什么？是我们在发生的什么？是现在当下发生的事情，加上我们的烦恼的习性。那我们常常听佛法说啊，烦恼，跟他啊，知道了，听了很多次了，以为都觉得很了解了。烦恼只是一个字，可是我们自己每一个人怎么生烦恼都不一样，怎么生嗔心，怎么生贪心，我们有我们自己的方法，自己的经验。在我们的在修成禅定的时候，就有机会让我们很清楚的看到我们自己是有怎么样的习性去升起这些贪心跟嗔心，还有那个无明的想法啊。这样子呢，我们就有机会可以很清晰的了解我们的烦恼的习性，这样子我们才有机会呢，可以慢慢去舍掉它啊。不了解我们的习性，我们怎么会有方法可能去舍掉它呢？我们都不知道自己要舍什么啊。And as we cultivate clear awareness through dhyana meditation with a more settled mind, we also realize that we do not have to suffer. That suffering is not an inherently existing part of human existence. Because we realize that suffering is also conditioned, the coming together of what's going on and our habitual reactivity. So when we recognize that our habits of, for example, hating what's going on, arising, and we have enough space and stability of mind to see that, you know, I don't have to react this way, then that moment we don't suffer. So it allows us the opportunity to see that even though we are very habituated to react in ways that cause us suffering, but it is, we don't have to. We don't have to live like that. It is possible for us to unlearn these habits of causing ourselves suffering. And that is the third noble truth, cessation of suffering. 那当我们呢那个心比较安定的时候，比较清明的时候，我们的发现呢，我们是苦啊，这苦啊不是一定要发生的，就意思是说，不是这个苦呢，不是说做人就一定要苦的，不是这样的事情。我们发现苦跟所有的现象一样，都是空的。这是苦呢，就是也是呢，因缘和合的。因缘和合就是真是苦是怎么产生，就是现当下的现象，加上我们的烦恼的习性嘛。那当我们的心比较安定的时候，看到接下来发生，或许有人做事情我们觉得不高兴不喜欢，我们心就升起这一种嗔恨的那个心了。可是我们可以不需要，可以说我看到我快要升起这个嗔恨心，我快了，可是我可以选择不继续去升起这个嗔恨心，那个当下就没有苦啦，因为这个所有苦，那个苦的所有因缘没有走在一块嘛。那这个意思就是说，我们其实可以从而感受到体验到佛陀就讲的第三圣谛灭道。 那个苦是可以停止的。And with the stability of mind and clarity of mind from our dhyana meditation, we also observe how easily we fall back to our habitual tendency. If you have been practicing, you practice hard to not give rise to aversion or craving. And then sometimes you are successful, sometimes you forget altogether. And you notice that when the mind is not that subtle, when we are more agitated or from like being tired, more agitated, the power of these habitual tendencies would take over. And then we just fall right back into the habits, our habits. Mm-hmm. And many of you might have this experience. I heard this from many, many people. I love being in retreats at the end of it. Oh, I feel like such a great person. I'm like calm, I'm not angry, and I'm not judgmental. And so this is great. And then they go back to work and like it felt that they went, like all the habits come back. And so it might be very discouraging. It's like the practice is useless, you know. No, actually, if you allow yourself to pay attention, it's like, yeah, the habits are very strong. And what that means is that we need to keep practicing the importance of cultivating the mind by following the Eightfold Path. It is not a one-off deal. 那当我们呢那个心比较安定的时候，我们也会发现呢，我们的习性是很强的，很容易就会我们是修行欲很努力的修行，就是不要这么多贪心啊，不要这么多嗔心啊。那可是呢，很容易就是那个心如果有一点不安定，或者是那个专注力比较弱的时候，我们就又回到我们的习性了。尤其是菩萨们，如果有参加过一些修行密集的精进的修行的活动的，就会发现了，那个或是去禅修啦，或是佛系啦，那个结果都到结束的时候，就觉得哎呀，好棒啊！我的心就是很安定，然后就觉得我是一个很好的人呢，又没又比较慈悲啦，又没有那么生那个容易生气啦，这样子觉得很好，非常好。然后呢，回家了啊，看到自己家人啦，或者是去班上班了，突然所有的习性又回来了啊，又很容易生气了，又觉得那个有些菩萨就觉得，哎呀，这个修行好像没有什么用，这个这么快就那个效用就没有了啊。其实是应该看到的是，我们的这样子让我们有机会看到，我们习性是非常的更新。地固很强的，是我们要一直在修行，才可以让我们慢慢可以把这些习性可以慢慢的舍掉的，就是让我们看到我们是要一直去修行，去修行，不是去修行一次了就好了，就没有就搞定了，不是这样子的。其实这个就是让我们看到佛陀所讲的弟子的身体。我们要修道，修戒定慧。Now some of you may be sitting here wondering, I thought we are talking about dhyana meditation today. Why are we talking about suffering and vexations?
有一些菩萨可能在这里嘀咕说，我不是今天的题目不是讲禅定波罗蜜的吗？为什么我这样讲苦啊？那个看到我们的心是怎么样去生烦恼啊？啊，这个不是搞什么、啊、
？One of the most common misunderstandings of cultivating dhyana meditation is to associate what we are doing in this practice with cultivating a blank mind or a dead mind, a mind trying to believing our job is to try to achieve a mental state where nothing is going on. This is an extremely common misunderstanding and a very destructive one. And I'd like you to ask yourself a moment, what will be the purpose of making the mind blank and dead with nothing going on? How are you going to live in this world with a dead mind?
大家有些菩萨呢在这里在想为什么我们在讲这些哈，那是因为呢这个修禅定波罗蜜里面呢有一个非常常常会有非常非常多人有这个误解啊，就以为我们这个修行呢是要去修炼去把那个心啊。去变成一个心念里面是什么都没有在发生的状态。什么都没有在发生。就以为呢修禅定就是让这个心呢什么都没有，什么都没有在发生。这个是非常非常多有这样子的误解的。这个不只是误解，这个是非常对我们是非常有害的一个误解，所以要我希望请大家想想，去把这个心弄成什么都没有在发生的状态，有什么用？我们怎么可以做一个人？如果那个心什么都没有，这是我什么都什么活动都没有，我们可以怎么可以做一个人？这个是一个误解啊。Even though having a dead mind, a blank mind, would not allow us to function properly as a human, a lot of people try hard to pursue, to achieve this mind, what we call still, the mind that is still, like you hear about that still mind. People actually, I discovered that's what most people are doing in meditation retreats. They spend days and days and trying to achieve it. Declare war against their thoughts. Using the method to suppress the thoughts. Using the method, focusing on the method so hard.Maybe the breath or their reciting Buddha's name in order to drown out what is arising in the mind to achieve the effect of nothing arising in the mind. And when practitioners are doing that, they inadvertently, they didn't know that that's what they're doing. They really think they're actually practicing hard.They're actually cultivating hatred in the mind as we are developing this idea that these thoughts are my enemy, I hate them, I need to find different way to destroy them. Hatred. And instead of cultivating wisdom and compassion, one is sitting here hours and hours cultivating.More aversion, more hatred in the mind. Sure, this is a very serious misunderstanding. Many devotees, when they participate in meditation retreats, are doing this all day long. They are sitting on the Bodhi tree all day, 很努力的修行，很努力的去制造这一个这个心啊，他们觉得是这个很所谓很安定的心，就是他们以为是因为什么都没有在发生的心。他们怎么去制作呢？在我的静静禅期里面，菩萨们很多不同的方法，最常见的就是在跟那个心念起来的心念呢开战，跟他们打战，或者是呢用那个方法，或者是念佛啊，或者是念咒啊，或者是学习啊的方法，去按下这个心念，或者是去把这些方法呢弄得很大声在你们心里面，把这些我们的心念呢把它掩盖着，那让我们以为呢没有心念在心里面升起啊。这个可是在做这些一切的时间呢，大家以为是自己在很努力的修行以为自己在努力的修行慈悲跟智慧，可是大家在修行的就是一直在长养嗔恨心，因为一直在很嗔恨这些，觉得这些升起的动念升起的念头啊都是我们敌人，我要把它打掉，把它消灭，就一直在跟他们开战每一个动作，每一个新的动作，在那个跟这些心念开展的时候，就是一个升起一个嗔恨心。所以呢一直这样做下来，都是在长养这些嗔恨心。这个是很可怜的。或是呢or sometimes what we do, it's extremely common, and not a very common thing.The practitioners do is to find a way to cultivate a foggy mind state. So it's like there's this very calm feeling in the mind that gives the illusion of nothing going on. And this is often facilitated by practitioners invoking Dharma concept. So it's the mind is all empty.Is all impermanent. This thought just come and go, just come and go. And using these concepts to block our awareness of what is actually going on. And we believe that we have successfully achieved a still mind when all we're doing is dulling.Our awareness of what's going on. 另外一个常常发生的事情就是菩萨们呢找一个方法呢，就是产生一个那个心好像很宁静的感觉，其实一个很心里边很模糊的感觉，可是呢感受很安宁那很多时候呢就是告诉自己呢，用这些佛法的观念呢讲这心都是空的，都是无常的，那个就用这些呢，好像念咒这样子跟自己讲这个心都是无空的。然后呢，在做这个事情的动作的时候呢，心呢其实就是不让我们去看到这个心里面实在的起心动念。升起了一个印象呢，这个心没有念头了，就我们成功了成功了。可是呢，只是在做的就是让我们的心呢越来越不清，就是暗暗很暗淡的。感觉上好像很平和，没有什么都没有发生，只 一直大很多起心动念，只是我们也好像闭上眼睛不看它而已。啊，这个是非常非常痛人自我的事情。
And you can see that this, these ways of dulling our awareness really antithetical to the cultivation of wisdom, cultivation of realizing, understanding true nature of the mind, which requires clear awareness of the moment-to-moment subtle activities of the mind.
那大家会可以看到了，这样子去修行呢，是跟禅修，记不记得禅修是要明心见性。那如果我们在修行的时候，就是蒙起眼睛的目标去看这个心究竟在发生什么的，这个是怎么去明心见性？这个是越跟我们解脱的目标越。越来越远，越来越远。
I find myself I'm like running out of time. I want to talk about like this thing, that I think would be useful. Well, we'll see. Some of you have read Master Shen Yan's small booklet on the six parameters.And if you remember reading the chapter on Dhyana, you will recognize that this very intriguing opening where he cited Nagarjuna, talking about the Bodhisattva abides in the Prajna Paramita. And Master Shen Yan talked about, so instead of abiding in Dhamma,The Bodhisattva abides in Prajna Paramita. What does that mean? And in Nagarjuna's Mahaprajna Paramita Sastra, he followed this sentence by explaining how to go about doing it. Talk about is throughbeing neither mentally distracted nor indulging enjoyment that one should perfect Dhyana Paramita. And by these, what one should avoid, Nagarjuna is pointing to several pitfalls of Chan practitioners that they should try to watch out for in cultivating Dhyana meditation.
大家可能有机会看到我师父那个英文的写那个六波罗蜜那本小书里面讲到那个禅波罗蜜那个那一章里面呢，师父讲一句就是中文大概不会翻译那个有跟啊有我有写这里菩萨波罗蜜菩萨般若波罗蜜中住，这个禅呢、啊，禅波罗蜜就是般若波罗蜜中住，这意思啊。还有那个师父讲的是，禅波罗蜜啊，不是住境界的，不是住境界，而是住般若波罗蜜。那这句话就是啊，那什么意思？好深奥啊！那个龙树菩萨呢，在这个大智度论里面写这一句之后呢，有写啊，中文也很难讲，很难懂了啊，英文才会比较清楚了。龙树菩萨写的具足禅波罗蜜，不乱不畏故啊，就听得不知道他讲什么。反正就意思呢，那个龙树菩萨也讲了说，其实在这里那个不乱不畏故呢，里面的讲了，那个禅修者呢，在禅修禅波罗蜜要注意的几点啊，这个常常会有问题的。
So, what are the few pitfalls? First, to really cultivate dhyana paramita. The first one is to refrain from indulging in and getting attached to the bliss of dhyana absorption.
这个就是呢，不要住在这个定境里面。你记得师父也常常讲，可是常常讲也常常忘记啊。
So like the first one talking about not indulging in the bliss of dhyana absorption, something that Master Shi Ming talked about all the time. But why do you have to talk about all the time? Because we always forget. Why is it? Because whenever if you have tasted the experience of dhyana absorption, like the state of just feeling so comfortable when the mind's very calm and settled, or the unification of the body and mind, or the unification of body and mind with the environment when we feel so connected with everything. This is so wonderful. Everybody who experienced that want to hold on to it, want to be in this experience like forever. So that's why Nagarjuna is like, don't get attached to it. And it's extremely difficult. Actually, this is one of the most difficult thing that Asanga talked about, Bodhisattva Asanga in his Yogacara Bhumi Sastra. But yeah, that is very difficult. So what does that mean? Is that very likely you will do it. You will become attached to it. And why do we talk about it is to allow us to become aware that this is extremely likely to happen so that we can recognize it when we attach to it so that we can find a way out of it.
那这个为什么师父常常讲可是呢常常不记得那是因为那大家如果有感受过这个禅定齁是那个清安啊那个定静那个心注意一静啊还有那个前那个身心统一啊身心跟环境统一啊这些不同的定静啊都是非常非常非常怎么讲啊那个好这让我们很享受的。有经验过的菩萨呢基本上都会觉得这么好他就希望永远都在那个定境里面不想要离开。那通常呢感受过了就是一直在想尽办法怎么样再回去那个定境里面都是会这样子的。所以为什么无著菩萨在这个瑜伽师地论里面也讲了这个是最难做的就是不要那个执着这个定境那一种的清安不止清安是那种喜悦。啊、那我们还讲了干什么呢如果都是会发生的就是让你们知道有这个会发生这个事情就是当我们是在要执着这个定境的时候就会不要就可以知道发现啊、哦、我是在执着这个定境那要跑出来。But some of you are thinking, okay, I don't think I'm going to have that problem because I don't meditate that much. And, I'm not going to be in that, like, meditative absorption that I need to worry about this. 有些菩萨可能觉得这跟我没有关系因为我没有常常打坐到会要怎么样吃禅八定啊要那个担心要那个执着这个定境啊这样子。
Perhaps, but actually, this kind of a habitual tendency of attaching to this experience of being very peaceful, being super calm,free of burden can show up in your way of living your life. For example, some people are addicted to meditation retreats. they go to retreats. Oh, this is so wonderful. I don't have any responsibility. I don't even need to cook my own food. When it's time for meal, I show up, there's food. This is like, you know, totally awesome. They become very addicted to that whole feeling of calm and free from all responsibility. And then they, of course, when they come back to our daily life, they hate their life. It's like, you know, that's like wanting to, longing to go back to that space of retreat where they don't have any responsibility. It is the exact same habit of attaching to that feeling, that state of calm and peace. And some people, they experience it as being addicted to coming to a meditation center. They come here, it's like, oh, it's so nice, everyone's so nice, so wonderful, so peaceful. And then I go back out to the street, it's like, oh, people are mean and all that stuff. And then so they actually, what's going on is that one is perpetuating this habit of dualistic thinking, that there is something that is wonderful and all great that I want more and more of, and separating it, discriminating it from the mundane life that we live. And it perpetuated our aversion to our actual life, more suffering.
那有些菩萨大概就发现了，虽然不是会怎么四禅八定啊哈，可是呢可能有参加过禅修或者是佛七那个感觉非常好的，就是什么都不用做嘛，在家里很多事情要忙，可是在那个参加那个精进禅修的时候不用煮饭，到时候都好有饭吃，也有什么的很多事情要忙的，那感觉非常好，很舒服。我们很喜欢，很喜欢就回去那个修行的地方，那个境界或是呢，或就会觉得啊，回家就是烦死了啊，就觉得就觉得啊，在就是在禅修的时候好，然后为了回到家里，我们现实的生活糟糕糟糕啊，或是呢，也是就在我们日常生活里面。只是来到禅中心这边都是这么好的，都是那个大家都是很喜悦的，而出去街上面都是糟糕糟糕。好，这样子我们就变成了在我们的心里面继续的增长这个习性，就是这个习性就是觉得世界上是一定要在禅修啦或者禅中心这边呢才是好的，才是有安，我们因为我们很执着就是这个心的安定啊这个没有压力的这个感觉嘛，然后呢就觉得在很有压力的生活里面呢都是糟糕，都不想要的，就其实就是在加强我们的那个分别心，我们去一直去嗔恨我们实在的生活，去整天向往这些禅修的时间，不就是更加多苦吗？也是嗔恨心，也是贪心啊。所以呢，不要以为这个跟自己没关系，看看我们自己平常修行的心态有没有这样子的情况。So I hope this helps you see that, because I have only 1 minute, why in Chan we talk about Chan is ordinary life. Chan is not a practice that only happens in one specific form of meditation retreat, of sitting meditation where we feel this peaceful mind that's free from responsibility. But in the midst of life with a lot of demands on us, a lot of responsibility, that too is where we engage in the practice of dhyana, where we can see how we react with our habitual tendencies that will allow us to stop
to learn to not continue to give rise to these habitual reactivity that cause ourselves and other people suffering.
那希望大家可以看到呢，为什么在禅修里面，我们说禅就是日常生活，让我们可以看到禅修不只是 有一种的形态的，只打坐啦，只是念佛啦，只是去参加精进禅期啦，不是的，不是只是来禅中心自持修行，任何生活里面，就是尤其是生活里面很多压力的很困难的事情，那个都是我们修行的时机。在那些时候我们可以看到自己的习性怎么是浮现，我们可以看到怎么样啊，我们记得修行禅波罗蜜的时候，我们就可以不要也是在升起这些习性，让我们痛苦，也让其他人痛苦。啊，谢谢大家。Thank you.